He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in living color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 606. Interesting show for you today. Interesting gadget. Simple gadget, but very, very, very useful. And of course, we have the apps of the day. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that I have a rant today. Like, my head's still banging back and forth from it. Of course, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And of course, I will answer all my email. Yes. Well, I'm trying to figure out whether I go into the gadget of the day, the apps of the day, or my rant of the day. Let's go into the gadget of the day. Then I'll go into my rant of the day. And then I'll do my apps of the day. Okay. Today I have just a very useful gadget. And it's something that's very inexpensive. And I will show it to you now. I can't tell you how many times I've used this cockamamie thing. It's really an excellent, useful, functional gadget. And let's just click the button here and let's get into it. So here we have the gadget of the day right here on Amazon. It is the Lightning Cable iPhone charger cable, nylon braided 3-in-1 charging cable, multi-USB fast charging cord with a Type-C, a micro USB, and IP port compatible with most iPhones and iPads. This is a two-pack. Well, right here, you see that it has a head. Let's pull this down a little bit like Medusa. Yes. There it is. So on one end, you will see a standard USB cable. And again, this is for charging. And then on the end of it, you'll see that it has three ugly heads. Your USB, your mini, USB-C. It has the mini USB standard iPhone Android cable. And of course, the lightning rod cable. So this is what it looks like. This is what it looks like on a side view. It is braided. It's actually quite well made. It doesn't break or fall apart. I've had this one for about 6 months, and I use it almost every day. It gives you a photograph of the outstanding and colorful wiring that you'll find inside of this. And you can charge, and this is what I like, three different phones or items at the same time, providing you have a power supply that will give it the juice that it needs. Understand that. It's just a cord. You got to supply it with the proper voltage and amperage. The voltage is 5 volts. The amperage can be anywhere from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, whatever, how many ever amps you need. Anyway, there again is another view of it. And you can use this in the car, at home, on a business trip. It's nice because I have a lot of devices, and I'm sure you have a lot of devices, and everyone just takes a different charging cord. You know, you got the lightning rod with the iPhone, although they've stopped that. Next year, all phones, doesn't matter who makes them, all phones are going to be going to the C connector, which, yay, I'm finally. I wish they would do that with power cords, but they don't. So let's take a close-up of it here. Let's see if we can find camera two somewhere buried in here. There we go. Okay, here is camera two, and we'll take a close-up of it. So there it is, a close-up of the charging cable. It comes with a beautiful and small and powerful rubber band. Okay, here is the cable. One end, of course, is the USB. Nothing special about that. It's a very flexible cable, so that's nice. And then as we go to the end of it, they do make a very nice connecting piece. Some of these are junk. This one happens to be quite nice. A little plastic here to hold the thing together. And here we have the Methuselah head, which is, again, three pops, if you will. Here's your USB-C. Here's your lightning cable. Nice, nice. And, of course, here's your mini USB for the Android. Again, you can plug three devices into these things at the same time. Or you can just charge your iPhone or your iPad, whatever you want. But it's great when you're traveling because you don't have to have a million cords. So, again, a very, very, very handy device. Now, the thing is, if you look on Amazon here right now, it's $9.99. Let's call it $10. This gets 4.5 stars. You can read all about it. They're 4 foot length cables. And literally you just throw it in your pocket or your briefcase or your purse, whatever the case may be. And I got to tell you, they work great. There's nothing more I can say. Now, these go on sale all the time. Some are better made than others. This one happens to be a very good one. However, if you're from Boston, however, if you check here, this is onesale.com. I'm going to spin the wheel because I can. Oh, I got to put my email in. Well, I've already done that. So let me do this again here. Let me just refresh it. So on onesale.com today, and again, if you're watching the show today, you'll be able to get this tomorrow. I don't know, but right now, instead of $10, this is on sale for $6. That's a great deal. Lightning cable, iPhone charger cable, nylon braided, 3-in-1 charging, multi-unit, blah, blah. It's pretty cool for $6. You're not going to go wrong, and you get two of them. So all you got to do is just $5.99. This deal is 23 days old, so it's been around for a while. You're going to click that, and back here you did have a code. We had to copy that, so there's the code right there. And you put it in. This worked as of yesterday. It still was working, the code. So check it out. I think you'll be very pleased with it. I know I am, and it's just a great deal. All right, now you'll thank me for this one, believe me. Now what I'm going to do is instead of going immediately into the apps of the day, folks, I'm going to go into like the most, it bothers me so much. Last night, I'm here in Phoenix, Arizona. Last night, a friend was over the house and we were yapping. Long story short, they got a phone call that this person's son passed out and had to be rushed by ambulance to the hospital. They live in Arizona, but their son resides in Staten Island. So needless to say, it was a freaky moment, and everybody was like, oh my God, what happened? And we just didn't know. All we know is that people had been calling this guy for a couple days, couldn't get him. And finally, the guy's girlfriend went over to the house, and the car was there. Anyway, they broke the door in, and he was unconscious. They don't know for how long. So he is in the hospital, and this person's mother, who was here, I need to get in. Can you get me a flight? I said, yeah. So I hate making plane reservations. I'm just the most unlucky person with that in the world, and I don't know why, but it should be a simple thing. So I went to Travelocity because they are an aggregator of fares, and they've been pretty good. I've used them in the past. Never had a problem with them. So I went there. I looked up flights March 1st, which was yesterday, from Phoenix, Arizona to Newark, New Jersey. Direct flight, no stops. I found a flight on I think it was on United. I booked the flight. I paid for it. It was not cheap. It was like $668, but it's, you know, the flight was leaving in a couple hours. So I booked it. She gave me her credit card. Everything was done. Clicked OK, and that's the end of the story. However, I then went back on her email and checked to see if she got a confirmation number, which she did not. I try to call Travelocity. They do not have an emergency number because this is an emergency. Couldn't get through to the airlines. I was on hold forever. So I decided to put them on one frame, if you will, on the internet and go to United's Airlines Direct. Long story short, the Travelocity chat line, and I'm not even sure it was a real human, could not find the reservation. I could have gone back and checked the credit card, but I didn't. I just didn't have the time, and she was in a panic. So I called United Airlines, put on hold, no emergency number, which is just extraordinary when you think about it. I'm on hold who knows how long, and I go on the site and figured, okay, I can do this. I found the flight, made the reservation, paid it with the United credit card, got a confirmation number, got a printout, and printed it out on my printer three times. One copy for me, one copy when I lose the copy that I just printed out, and one copy for this lady. Done deal. After I got the printout, I'm still on hold with United Airlines. The dude comes on and said, can I help you? I said, yeah, I just want to verify that I got the flight, blah, 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 blah. And he said, no, we don't see any flight here. I said, the flight's there. Here's the confirmation number. No, it's not there. I said, look, I have an emergency. Can you help me? He said, yes. And he said, where are you going? I told him. He finds the same flight. It's now $300 more, right? I'm out of my skull. And I'm saying it can't be possible. I'm looking at right here online. It's not the right. And I hung up because I was ready to strangle and I'm pissed. So I then call another United agent, right? This is taking an hour, by the way. And I call up and I get another agent. I give them the confirmation number and they say, nope, there's no confirmation number like that. And I go through it again. She had the numbers wrong. Anyway, at the end of the day, she goes, yep, I see it. She goes, sir, it's not for March 1st. You made the flight for May 1st. I said, ma'am, I did not. And I'm pissed. I did not. She said, yes, you did. So I say, no, I didn't. Yes, you know. I said, I'm holding the paper in my hand. I am looking at it. I'll take a copy of it. And as a matter of fact, I have it on the website still because I didn't close out the page. She goes, well, you're mistaken. I'm like, oh, man, it was so frustrating. So rather than argue, which I'm still just, I just don't understand. She said, something's wrong with my computer. There's nothing wrong with my computer. Maybe their website. In any event, cut a long story short, she made the reservation. It was $150 more for the stupid ticket. The confirmation number was the same. The flight was supposed to be at 11. We had a brutal rainstorm here last night. Anyway, I got her there. The flight left at 1:30 in the morning. She got there at 6:30 in the morning. And that's all I know. I don't know how her son is doing because she doesn't answer the phone. So I still have the paper with the charge on it and the confirmation number that says clear as a day, March 1st. And I need to talk to her to see how many times she was charged for that same ticket on her credit card because I don't know. With my luck, she was charged for the one I did at Travelocity. She was charged for the one I made with the online. And then she was charged again for the one that they made because I had supposedly the wrong date. Anyway, that's my rant. I'm not sure I feel any better, but you just can't explain these things. It just makes me crazy, especially when I'm holding the paper and it says right on it. I said, I'll email it to you. I'll take a picture and I don't need to see it. I don't need to see it. I am telling you. I'm like, oh God. Anyway, it's time. It's time, folks. Let me click a button here. It is time for the apps of the day. Here we go. All right. First one is for the Android operating system. This is called Beehive Pro. This is a great app. Now, at first I thought, wow, I'm going to use this. But then as I read it, they usually charge $20, I think, for this. But if you purchase a Beehive Pro Wi-Fi enabled irrigation head, you can actually change this automatically. And it will also do it by GPS. So it will change your irrigation system, your watering, automatically. It knows what the weather is. It knows how much water the plants received. And it's quite interesting. You can put in the various types of plants that you have, and it will tell you how long you should water them and monitor the whole thing through artificial intelligence. So this is an awesome, awesome, awesome app. And excuse me, I hate these watering systems. In Arizona, you have to have them if you have any foliage, because it gets to be 110, 120 degrees here, and they need water, and it can cost a fortune. Point in case, in my Prescott home, when I had purchased that home, it was like a disaster area and took over a year to get it squared away, which I knew that, which is okay, before I bought it. In any event, the irrigation system was just toast, so I had to replace everything, which I did by hand. Never again. In any event, my water bills were $16, $17 for the first year I was there. Right around about a year-ish, I finally got to fixing the irrigation system and fixed it up, and I went from $17 to $680, and like I was like, what? $680 for a month of water in this house that I don't live in all the time? So it took me quite a while to figure out where the leak was. And also, I was watering half of the mountain that I didn't want to water. But in any event, I wasn't sure what it was or where the leak was, but I did turn off the irrigation in late November, December, and the water bill went down to $17 again. So I now know that the water is very expensive, and average bill when I'm watering is probably, now that I figured things out, about $300. So it is what it is. Okay, if I had this app, it'd probably be $10,000 because I'd screw up the app. All right, our next app of the day. I like these things. They're coming into their own right now. Again, this one is for the iPad particularly. It's where it looks the best. It's a morphing LED banner. So you can do all kinds of things with large letters on that. And it's kind of fun to fool around with. I kind of like it. And I think you'll like it too. And it's free. These apps are free, folks. All right. Our next app of the day is Safety Note Plus. Very, very nice app. This was actually designed for the iPad. What it will do, and you can use it on your iPhone, this will allow you to take notes, but you can configure a separate password for each note or all your notes. And it's kind of interesting. So if you're into that stuff, this might be a good one for you. Now, this next app is really, really nice. This is called Converter for You. If you are always converting units, and I do this all the time, this is one of the better, if not the best, conversion software that I've seen for free. This does everything, end of story. Weight, mass, temperature, cooking, baking. What, I don't cook or bake, I eat. But in any event, very nice app. I think you'll like that. And then our last app, which is just a killer app, available on both platforms, is called Artifact. I've just seen this for the first time about 2 weeks ago. It's a personalized news. This thing is super awesome. This is a custom feed for your news. So whatever it is you are interested in, you could put it in here, and this will basically collect the news for you. It's very, very robust. Has a lot of features, 4.7 out of 5 stars, available for both platforms, totally free. This is really nice. So whatever your hobbies or your interests are, you just put those in and boom, and it will get very specific. For example, I do a lot of photography, and I'm into this thing that's called HDR photography, kind of an esoteric thing, but you put that in and man, I get all these articles almost round the clock that are brand new, notes of technology, things that are brand new, software, hardware, and it's all because of this app. So even if you're interested in news on Cuba, North Korea, Russia, whatever the case may be, I think you'll find this very helpful. So that's going to wrap it up today, folks, for the show. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm sorry if I carried on about my rant there, but boy, it just defies my logic how that could happen. In any event, I'll keep you posted on my friend, and thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.